a court erased the rule that would have erased medical debt from credit reports. Medical debt has been treated as a category apart from other debt in credit reporting, and the rules governing it have moved more than once. A federal rule that would have removed it from credit reports was vacated by a court in 2025, which means the thing most coverage described as settled is not in force. What remains is the older statute and a set of changes the credit bureaus made on their own. The simple version. Medical debt reaches a credit report differently from a credit card balance. Nobody applies for it. The amount often arrives after an insurer has finished arguing about it, and the person receiving the bill may not agree it is owed. That difference produced a federal rule that would have kept medical debt off credit reports altogether. A court vacated that rule in July 2025 on the joint request of the agency that wrote it and the industry groups that sued over it. So the honest answer to what governs medical debt on a credit report is not the rule most people read about. It is the older law that was there before, which lets a credit reporting company report most negative information for 7 years, counted from a point the statute fixes rather than from the date of the bill, plus changes the credit bureaus adopted voluntarily. That second layer is a weaker foundation than a regulation and worth knowing as such. The numbers. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau issued a rule in January 2025 titled Prohibition on Creditors and Consumer Reporting Agencies Concerning Medical Information under Regulation V-CFPB. On July 11, 2025, the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Texas vacated that rule on the joint request of the Bureau and the plaintiffs in Cornerstone Credit Union League V-CFPB-CFPB. The court agreed the rule exceeded the Bureau's statutory authority and was contrary to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, because it purported to prohibit the furnishing and consideration of coded medical debt information CFPB. CFPB states that the Fair Credit Reporting Act permits those activities so long as the medical debt information does not identify or provide information sufficient to infer the specific provider or the nature of medical services, products, or devices, CFPB. On the underlying time limit, CFPB states that a credit reporting company generally can report most negative information for 7 years, that a lawsuit or judgment can be reported for 7 years, or until the statute of limitations runs out, whichever is longer, and that bankruptcies can stay for up to 10 years CFPB. The statute fixes when that clock starts. For a delinquent account placed for collection, charged to profit and loss, or subjected to a similar action, the 7-year period begins 180 days after the commencement of the delinquency that immediately preceded that action 15 U.S.C. 1681C. Writing in May 2023, CFPB described 3 changes the nationwide credit reporting companies made on their own. Removing paid medical debts, removing medical collections under $500 as of April 11, 2023, and no longer reporting collections less than a year old CFPB. On the waiting period, CFPB stated that unpaid medical bills were previously furnished to credit reporting companies after 60 to 120 days, and that the companies now wait 1 year from the visit before allowing medical debt to appear CFPB, May 2023. Those bureau changes are voluntary industry practice rather than federal regulation, so unlike a rule, they can be altered without a rulemaking or a court definition. CFPB states that a person who finds a medical collection or an error on a credit report can dispute that information with the credit reporting company CFPB. The rule's stated effective date had been March 17, 2025, later stayed to June 15, 2025, and it was vacated before taking effect CFPB rule details. What the court actually decided. The vacature is easy to misread as a judgment about whether medical debt belongs on a credit report. It was not that. The court agreed with the Bureau and the plaintiffs that the rule exceeded the Bureau's statutory authority and was contrary to the Fair Credit Reporting Act. The reason given is specific. The rule tried to prohibit the furnishing and consideration of coded medical debt information, and the statute permits that, so long as the information does not identify or allow someone to infer the particular provider or the nature of the care. That is a ruling about what the agency was allowed to do under the law, Congress wrote. It is not a finding that the underlying concerns were wrong, and the research the Bureau had published on medical debt was not the subject of the decision. One detail is worth noticing because it is unusual. The Bureau did not defend its own rule. The vacature came on the joint request of the agency and the parties suing it, which is a different posture from a regulator losing a case it fought. What the bureaus did on their own. Separately from any regulation, the three nationwide credit reporting companies announced changes to how they handle medical collections, and those changes are the reason many people saw medical debt disappear from their reports before any rule existed. Writing in May 2023, CFPB described them: paid medical debts removed, collections less than a year old not reported, and medical collections under $500 removed as of April 11, 2023. On timing, the agency stated that unpaid medical bills had previously been furnished after 60 to 120 days, and that the companies had moved to waiting a year from the visit. The category matters more than the specifics. These are decisions by private companies, not obligations imposed by law. A regulation changes through rulemaking and can be challenged in court, which is a slow and visible process. A voluntary practice changes when the companies decide it does, and the announcement is the only notice anyone gets. That is why this article states the changes with the date the agency described them rather than asserting them as current practice. What the bureaus do today is disclosed by the bureaus, and a reader checking their own report is looking at the only authoritative answer for their own file. The real cost lens on a debt nobody chose. The lens this site applies is what a decision costs over time. Medical debt is awkward for that lens in a way worth naming, because the decision it follows from is usually not a financial one. A credit card balance follows an application, a rate disclosure, and a series of choices about what to spend. A medical bill follows a diagnosis, and often arrives after an insurer and a provider have finished settling what each will pay. That is why the reporting treatment has been argued about at all, and why the rules for this category have moved separately from the rules for borrowing. The practical consequence of the vacature is that the strongest protection in this area is currently industry practice rather than regulation. Anyone who wants to know what is on their own report has to look, since a national description of bureau practice is not a statement about any individual file. None of that is guidance about what to do with a medical bill. It is a description of which layer of rules applies, and the honest summary is that the sturdiest sounding layer is the one that no longer exists. The rule that would have removed medical debt from credit reports was vacated before it took effect. What is left is the older statute and a set of voluntary company practices. What this means: if you read that medical debt no longer appears on credit reports, the accurate version is more qualified. A federal rule to that effect was issued and then vacated, and the removals many people experienced came from the credit bureaus acting on their own, which is a different kind of protection. The broader habit is to ask what kind of authority stands behind a protection you are relying on. A statute, a regulation, and a voluntary industry practice can produce the same outcome for a while, and they fail in very different ways. What this is not: this is not legal advice, and it is not advice about disputing, negotiating, paying, or otherwise handling a medical bill, a collection account, or a credit report entry. It is not advice about medical billing, insurance appeals, or applications for financial assistance, all of which are separate matters. This article names no debt relief, debt settlement, or credit repair company, and recommends no service of any kind. It does not state what is on any individual. Anyone with a specific situation should consult a lawyer, a legal aid office, a nonprofit credit counselor, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau complaint process. This is not investment or financial advice of any kind. Sources: Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Prohibition on Creditors and Consumer Reporting Agencies Concerning Medical Information Regulation V, including the vacature notice. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/rules-policy/final-rules/prohibition-on-creditors-and-consumer-reporting-agencies-concerning-medical-information-regulation-v/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Medical Debt Rules and Policy. https /www.consumerfinance.gov/rules-policy/medical-debt/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, unpaid, and under $500 medical collections. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/about-us/blog/medical-debt-anything-already-paid-or-under. 500 should no longer be on your credit report. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, how long information stays on a credit report. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/how-long-does-information-stay-on-my-credit-report 10.323/. 15 U.S.C. 1681C, requirements relating to information contained in consumer reports. https://www.gov/content/pkg/uscode/2023-title-15/html/uscode/2023-title-15-chap-41-subchap-Roman-3-sec-1681-CHTM. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, submit a complaint. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/complaint/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, credit reporting requirements under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/compliance/compliance-resources/other-applicable-requirements/Fair Credit Reporting Act/.